at the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. Proud to have along with us today our current Attorney General, John O'Connor. John, let's talk about maybe first of all the show. I mean, this is a really a great event.
It's incredible, and I love what it does at training the young people. Not only are they learning discipline and learning, but they're also learning to be entrepreneurs. I love this. They're hardworking young people, and really it's the future of our state and the future of our nation.
I know you've had a chance to get around to various parts of the barn, you know, here at the fairgrounds, seeing a lot of different things going on, I know.
Oh, yeah. We've seen the goats. We've seen the pigs. And I'm so impressed with this. Is such a family operation, you know, and I love what the Youth Expo people are doing and, of course, Farm Bureau and others. You know, it's just an incredible culture here for these young people.
Right. I know that, you know, as Attorney General, you have the opportunity to weigh in on some of these issues that are so important to rural Oklahoma, farmers, ranchers, starting with, you know, at top of mind always seems like these days, latest WOTUS craziness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, so it's been an honor for me, really, to be appointed by Governor Stitt as the people's attorney. My number one job, really, is to try to keep the federal government off our backs so we can live out here in Oklahoma and do our thing. But, yes, the waters of the U.S. is another. It's going to swing back around. Mm-hmm. Biden seems to have no touch with the reality in farms and ranches and oil and gas and all of those things that are near and dear to us in Oklahoma. And, frankly, that power our nation. And the president just has no touch with that. It's an honor for me, frankly, to be here as the pro-life conservative and to represent all these good Oklahomans.
One thing, obviously, that the governor's really gotten entangled with has been the Supreme Court ruling, the McGirt ruling. What role does your office actually play with trying to help Oklahoma sort all this out?
So our office represents the state of Oklahoma at the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah, so we have a great Solicitor General and a number of lawyers that we've had to set aside to try to get the U.S. Supreme Court to limit the scope of the McGirt decision. Right now, it's caused eastern Oklahoma to have public safety issues, and frankly, it's more dangerous for Native Americans in eastern Oklahoma than it is for non-Native Americans. So we're just trying to get the courts to limit the scope of McGirt and try to bring some common sense to the public safety issue. We need to get it back where the state of Oklahoma, the sheriffs, the district attorneys, and the judges are handling public safety, law enforcement, and jurisprudence in eastern Oklahoma.
You appointed by the governor. You've made yourself available to run for a full 4-year term. Why do you want to continue to be AG?
Well, first of all, it's an incredible job. I get to actually, if I see something that is wrong, I get to do something about that. Like we had St. John Ascension in Tulsa was going to suspend 130 employees because they were denying all of the religious exemption requests. And I called their lawyers and said, don't do that. And they said they were going to go ahead with it. So we filed an action against them and got an order from a court and saved those jobs. So you get to actually really do something to be attorney general. Plus, as I said, you know, the vaccine mandates came out, and I had a huge problem with those. I've had the vaccine, but I don't think the president of the United States has the authority to tell people that somebody's going to punch a hole in their arms. In their arm and stick some chemicals in there that the government can't even tell you what the effect will be. So I love being in the position where I can do something about that on behalf of Oklahomans. And so this June 28 is our primary. I'm excited to have the opportunity to continue to represent all the Oklahomans.